The Suffolk County Youth Shelter opened this week to address the growing number of runaway and homeless children on Long Island. The emergency youth shelter is replacing another that closed in 2014, which left hundreds of children in need. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports that the Suffolk shelter opened behind schedule because of a lack of state and county funding.
Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone spoke at the ribbon-cutting ceremony. He said the new shelter will be a center to serve a group in need.
That's the problem. You know, these kids are in crisis. If you don't have the central location where these kids can go to, it's very hard to deliver all the services that are needed to address the issues.
The West Babylon-based shelter will be the only one to serve all of Suffolk County. For nearly 2 years, there has been no shelter in Suffolk to serve nearly 1,000 children who are on the run. The new shelter is designed to house 9 teenagers for up to a month. Ballone said the county is spending about $400,000 on the shelter, which is also getting funding from state and private sources. But state funding in the form of grants and operational contracts have declined by over 70% in the last 5 years. A week before the shelter opened, it had a $50,000 gap in funding. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.